You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. I am Melody, and I will be your host for the next hour. If you were listening to my show last week, I did mention that I was in Mexico, and we played one of my previous shows last week. I was planning on having a show dedicated to my trip that would be playing last week. However, I did not have an SD card reader, or so I thought. I had an SD card reader actually this whole time in my laptop, so that was a mistake on my part. But I have now edited all of the little clips I recorded while on my trip. I did take this trip with two of my very good friends, and I also recorded a little bit with them, so you'll get to hear their voices. But yeah, I thought I'd give you guys a little rundown of my trip before I play all of the little clips I recorded, as well as the music. My trip was really awesome. So we were staying in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. The hotel we were staying in is the Rio Vallarta, and it was a pretty awesome resort. Of course, it was all inclusive, which is always nice, so we didn't have to worry about buying food or anything like that. The weather, I think, was one of my favorite parts of the whole trip. It was between like 24 and 29 degrees Celsius the whole time. Which is really fantastic, because I do like warm weather, but I don't like hot weather, so it was nice that it wasn't like boiling. Another thing I did want to talk about a little bit is my flights. So on our way there, we flew with WestJet, and that was pretty nice. I've flown with WestJet before. It was one of the bigger planes with the three aisles. And it was nice. There was TVs, so I was watching like movies the whole time. And the seats were not too bad, not too uncomfortable. I think the flight from here to Puerto Vallarta is only about like 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours. So it's not like too long of a flight. But on our way back, I flew with Flair for the first time. And I know there's like mixed reviews about Flair, so we were kind of nervous going into it. And I know they get like delayed often. So from that aspect, Flair was actually pretty good for us. We didn't have any delays. In fact, we like ended up landing here in Vancouver a bit early. So that was really nice. However, the plane itself was one of the smaller planes. So there was only two rows of seats and one like very small aisle in between them. And there was no TV, no entertainment, and there was also no like snacks or drinks provided, whereas at WestJet they actually came by and gave us snacks and drinks twice throughout the whole trip. And with Flair, they did not do any of that. They only provided water for free. And I think the pricing was something like Kit Kat was like $4, which is a little bit much, but I mean, I guess I understand. It is a flight after all. They're usually expensive foods. But yeah, so overall, I think we were expecting worse, though. I'll say that. We were expecting worse from Flair in terms of delays and whatnot. I think when the weather is good, and the weather was obviously good in Mexico, and then landing here that night was not too bad. Like, usually when I fly into Vancouver, it's like pouring rain, there's like thunderstorm, lightning in the sky, and like crazy stuff like that. But this night it was not like that. The weather was like pretty decently clear. I think it was just about to start raining, and when it's like that, I think there are less delays. But yeah, overall, honestly, Flair was not bad. So that's just my little airline review, I guess. So having said that little overview, let's jump right into this week's show. The first clip I'm going to play is just me speaking to my two friends who I went on the trip with. And I wanted to just apologize right now. There are some volume issues. I don't think I had like the gain sorted correctly on the mic I was using. So if it's like a little loud, or my voice especially in this first clip is a little weird and like loud. But yeah, I hope that doesn't bother you guys too much. And throughout the whole, all of my like vocal recordings where I was speaking, there is like background noise from the beach, because that's where I recorded all of these clips. And I don't think it interferes too much with my voice, so hopefully you can still hear me clearly. But yeah, I just wanted to give that little disclaimer for the rest of today's show. So here we go. Enjoy. I am currently in Mexico with two of my very good friends. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Donia. Welcome to the podcast / radio.
Hello, my name is Snigda. I'm a fellow SFU student. So if you want to be friends, hit me up.
Yeah, those are my two very good friends. We are out here in Mexico right now. I'm pre-recording this show for you today. I will be playing some Latin music today in to celebrate the fact that we are here in Mexico. I hope you guys can hear the waves in the background right now. I might insert some ambience clips that I've been recording here on this trip today. But yeah, other than that, do you guys have anything else to say about our trip?
So far, this is our second day / first full day. It's so glorious and pretty, and we can't wait to get into water soon. The food's been really good. The entertainment's been great. I'm looking forward to the rest of our trip.
Yeah, me too.
I want to say I love the mangoes here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, not just the mangoes, but fruits in general here are absolutely fantastic.
I hate the birds here.
No, the birds are great.
The birds are worse than our Vancouver crows. Like, they are quite confident.
Actually, they're kind of like the geese in Canada.
So true.
They're kind of like the geese in Canada. They're not scared of you. They will attack you if you anger them.
But they're cute.
Or if you have food, they will also attack. But yeah, they are. But their background sounds while we're here at the resort are very, like, very much contribute to the background, to the vibe,
to the environment.
We have yet to see a parrot, which that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm pretty sure they have parrots in Mexico, and I really want to see one. I keep hearing what could be a parrot. Have not seen one yet, and that is one of my goals, to see a parrot.
We have not seen any parrots, but we have seen horses.
Yes.
There's horseback riding here at the beach, I believe. Or maybe they're just here for the aesthetic. But yeah, we've seen some horses walking around.
The first song I'll be playing for you guys is called Mundo Nuevo by Alex Cuba and Lila Downs.
Forjaron mis senderos, de alguna mujer bonita se forjaron mis senderos, caminando en noche blanca con la luna allá en el cielo, mi sombra no me dio miedo, mi sombra no me dio miedo, y ahora soy un hombre nuevo. Cualquier pajarito canta cuando ve la primavera, cualquier pajarito canta cuando ve la primavera, pone fuerza en su garganta que ha dormido desde enero, si el canto
disfrazada de lucero, la luz que el planeta palpa disfrazada de lucero, baja quitándose el velo a besar una montaña, sabiendo que si la engaña, sabiendo que si la engaña, hoy será un lucero nuevo. Encontrará consuelo quien entendido lo tiene, cuando la verdad se muere, cuando la verdad se muere, es que nace un mundo nuevo. Cuando la verdad se muere, cuando la verdad se muere, es que nace un mundo nuevo.
Es que nace un mundo nuevo.
That last song was called Kato's Bite by Nor Tieno. This next song that I will be playing is called Yo Te Amo by Pacifica.
Te voy a contar algo que nunca te contaste llena de gente. Es que te he convencido por tanto tiempo, tantos años. Pero nunca te he hecho
que me llena el corazón de afuera adentro, en silencio despierto. Tú eres la luna que se baja por la noche y de mañana se va corriendo. El horizonte es una fuente de colores en el alma y yo vivo queriendo. Yo te amo desde el fondo del corazón. Es que yo te amo, no es precisa otra razón. Es que yo que se siente iluminada, como un cometa que recorre la galaxia, como la tierra que disuelve la tristeza, como el camino que me lleva hasta tu puerta, el sol y brisa que recibe la mañana, el arco iris que yo veo en tu mirada, los pajaritos que cantan la luna.
acarician tu cara, los cabellos de tu padre se fueron en la mañana.
Song was called Agua by Lillo Pimienta, and agua, for those of you who don't know, is Spanish for water. And speaking of water, water is such a big thing that I notice every time I'm traveling. So we are lucky enough to live in Vancouver with very good drinking water. I don't know if a lot of you have traveled outside of Vancouver, but our water is delicious. Every time I travel outside of Vancouver, I very much miss our Vancouver drinking water. Like here in Mexico, it's actually not bad. We are staying in Puerto Vallarta, just to give you some reference, because drinking water definitely does change throughout a country as well. But yeah, the water isn't too bad here. We, of course, are not drinking tap water a lot. Actually, I don't think we're drinking tap water at all. Usually in the restaurants and stuff like that, usually in the restaurants and other drink areas, they give you bottled water. And in our rooms, of course, we are always being restocked with bottled water as well. And their bottled water is not bad. In Vancouver, I always prefer the tap water as opposed to our bottled water, just because our tap water is so delicious and it's good for you too. It's not like bad tap water like a lot of other places in the world have. But yeah, so the bottled water here is actually, in my opinion, almost similar to our Vancouver tap water, which is pretty amazing. If you guys have ever been to Los Angeles, I don't know if you've also experienced the awful water that they have there. They don't have the same, I guess, rules that they have here in Mexico, where they recommend that you don't drink the tap water and like provide you with lots of bottled water. In LA, it was more like, just drink, suck it up, drink the tap water, it's fine, I guess. But yeah, just wanted to bring up that little point. That's something I literally always think about when I'm traveling. So I was just wondering if you guys are experiencing the same thing. This next song I'll be playing for you guys is called Go Romos and Bugatti.